Praise the Lord, dear friends. Today we want to reflect on a command of Jesus. It was a command that he gave to the paralytic. We read from the Gospel of John, chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. Jesus said to him, "Stand up, take your mat, and walk." At once the man was made well, and he took up his mat and began to walk. Stand up, take your mat, and walk. This was a command. Strange. Jesus had asked him whether he wanted to be healed, and he did not say whether he wanted or not. He was only explaining, lamenting about his pathetic situation of helplessness. "Lord, I am alone, I have nobody." And now Jesus is telling him, "You get up, you can. If you want to be healed, you can do it." So Jesus comes to him. He does not touch the person. He does not help him anyway. Gives a command. "You get up and walk. You have the power. You can do it." That's what Jesus is telling. So if you want to be healed, there is a process of healing. First of all, you must become aware of your illness, that you are sick, you are ill. But that awareness should not make you paralyzed. That awareness should lead to the desire. The second is the desire of healed, desire of being healed. Do you want to be healed? It's not just desire, it's a decision. I want to be healed. I want to get up. I am not happy with the present situation. I must get up and walk. So that is the deep desire and strong decision. You decide to get up. The third, you must try. You must try to get up. As long as you don't try, you won't get up. So having the desire, the decision to get up and walk, you try. Try as if the entire operation depends on you. As the saints would say, when you pray, pray as if everything depended on God. That you are nothing, you count nothing, but only God's grace. Pray as if everything depended on God. But then, don't forget, work as if everything depended on you. Without your cooperation, without your work, without your trial, nothing would happen. So Jesus told him, "Get up and walk." Immediately the person could get up. Where did he get the strength? The strength was already there. But he was not aware. He did not believe. He did not try. He did not trust in the Lord. Jesus somehow gives this strength, enables the person to get up and walk. Immediately he got up and he walked. And this is what Jesus does even today. He tells us, "Get up and walk." It's not enough that you lament over your inability. It's not enough that we desire to be healed. We have to try. And we have to believe that we can. Yes, we can. Whatever we have to do, whatever we are asked to do, the Lord gives us the power. Yes, we can get up. We are not condemned to this kind of life, miserable life. He wants us to walk. He wants us to get up and to be free. So Jesus tells you and me, get up and walk. Amen.